Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing.
I hear you.
So it's Jack and music both right now?
Yeah. And then I'll turn that down.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing. Testing 1, 2, 3. I'm still hearing music loud and clear.
Oh, absolutely.
Testing. I hear myself. Testing.
Now you should hear me.
I hear you. So that's the hard internet line right there. Wow. Oh, that's convenient. I'm hearing nothing now. That's just press box noise?
Yeah.
Press box noise?
Yeah.
You want to run some Van Halen?
Yep.
There, oh, I just... We'll be right back. Well, good evening to you, high school football fans. I'm Jack Kramer, along with Mike Wick, speaking to you from Fort Loramie, where we have had rain. A storm moved through. We understand a second line of showers is on its way. The new tentative start time for this game is 7:15. 7:15. Lightning was seen in the last 15-20 minutes or so. So the new kickoff time is 7:15 for tonight's game between Fort Loramie and Ansonia. It's a Southwest Region Division 7 region quarterfinal contest. One of four Division 7 region quarterfinal games being played in the area tonight. The winner of this game comes back next Friday and plays the St. Henry New Bremen winner at the site of the higher seed. So it's Fort Loramie 6-1 and Sonia 6-1. It's our first webcast of the high school sports season. We are glad you could join us. Our audio will be heard online, YouTube, via a couple of websites, the FortLoramieAthletics.com website and the NFHS network as well. High school football at about 6:50. 6:50, we'll return with our pregame. We'll hear from head coach Spencer Wells of Fort Loramie. We also chatted earlier this week with Matt Macy, second-year head coach of Ansonia. Should be a very good game, contrasting styles on offense. The field a bit damp. There are no puddles. It's in excellent condition. Let's hope the next rain that comes through is short-lived and weather does not present a problem. But if things go according to plan, we will kick off at 7:15 and return live from here at Fort Loramie at about 6:50 with our pregame. I'm Jack Kramer with Mike Wick on scoresbroadcast.com. We'll be right back.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way in raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGInc.com. Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com. Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERSINC.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening to you. Excuse me. Off to a great start. How about that?
Way to go.
Told you I'd be rusty. Yeah. Jack Kramer, Mike Wick from Fort Loramie High School on a rainy playoff football night. This is Scores, broadcast.com coverage of the Fort Loramie Redskins and the Ansonia Tigers. Both teams coming into this contest 6-1 on the year. It is a Southwest Region Division 7 regional quarterfinal. The winner comes back next week and plays the New Bremen St. Henry winner at the site of the higher seed. The other two regional quarterfinals taking place in the area tonight include Tri-Village at Marion Local. It's New Miami at Marion Local and Riverside at Tri-Village. Those two winners will come back next Friday and play as well. This game coverage tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com can also be heard via online video offered through the Fort Loramie High School Athletics website, fortloramieathletics.com. In addition, the National Federation of High Schools, NFHS, provides the same video and audio coverage at nfhsnetwork.com, a site which offers a search engine for the user to access certain events produced at Fort Loramie High School and many other schools. So we can be heard via YouTube tonight. You can watch online coverage of Fort Loramie and Sonia and listen to our scoresbroadcast.com.
Another first for Scores Broadcast.
Yes, play-by-play in color is on YouTube tonight. It's the scoresbroadcast.com audio. And, of course, we're on scoresbroadcast.com, the radio on your phone for high school sports. Scores, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We anticipate another major announcement in coming days about even further growth, which will enable our play-by-play coverage to be heard throughout several West Central Ohio counties via one of the region's traditional long-standing media outlets. More details coming up in just a few weeks. So eventually, we will have various media covered with our scoresbroadcast.com play-by-play and color. High school basketball just around the corner. Girls hoops starts November 20th, the following Friday, boys action. Well, as you know, this is our first webcast since the second week of March. We have not covered high school sports here on scoresbroadcast.com. since way back in the latter stages of the girls and boys high school tournaments. You might remember we had six teams in our purview still alive in girls and boys tournament play the second week of March. Fort Loramie boys then lost in a regional semifinal. Anna boys lost in a regional semifinal. Jackson Center boys won their regional semifinal. Meanwhile, the Anna girls in Division III won region semis and region finals. Fort Loramie girls in Division IV won their regional semifinals and regional finals, as did Minster in the Northwest region. Minster and Fort Loramie girls were headed to the state. In Division IV girls basketball, Anna girls headed to the state. In Division III girls hoops, Jackson Center was one win away from advancing to the boys' state Final Four, and then everything got halted. The pandemic health crisis hit, and we have not covered high school sports since. We tracked the progress of football beginning in late August, and for health and safety reasons, we have not covered high school sports until playoff action tonight. We noted such on our website and let everyone know that we would return at playoff time. And here we are with regional quarterfinal action, which traditionally is when the high school football playoffs begin at the regional quarterfinal level. Fort Loramie and Ansonia both 6-1 on the season. Fort Loramie Redskins have rolled over numerous opponents via the running clock rule, having beaten Tri-County North 42-0, Bethel 61-7, Miami East 47-0, Covington 41-7, Quinn Valley South 64-0. Last week, Troy Christian in Fort Loramie's first playoff game was the victim of the Redskins 49-6. On October 2nd, Fort Loramie was beaten by Tri-Village 60-43. This young upstart Tri-Village team, coached by Robert Burke, has been a big surprise in the whole state, for that matter. It's a team which also defeated this Ansonia club by 19 points earlier in the year. And Marion Local is on a collision course to take on Tri-Village, conceivably, next Friday night. Wow, would that ever be an interesting game. Ansonia, as I noted, also with a mark of 6-1 on the year. Outstanding campaign for the Tigers, coached by second-year mentor Matt Macy. A second-week loss to Tri-Village was suffered by Ansonia, but wins over Bradford 40-6, Arcanum 28-27, Mississinewa Valley 53-7, Tri-County North twice in two of the last 3 weeks, 22-21 and 17-6 last week in Ansonia's first playoff game. In between those two contests, Ansonia defeated Covington by a score of 10-0. So Ansonia and Fort Loramie have a common opponent in terms of Covington, each victorious over Covington. Ansonia has played Tri-County North twice, won both outings. Fort Loramie's got a victory over TCN as well. Each has been thumped by a very fast, young Tri-Village squad. Weather conditions, we've got another line of storm activity coming through. It all depends on how potent it is, how much rain falls, if there's lightning. We've been delayed until a 7:15 kickoff here tonight because of lightning seen about 30 minutes or so ago. That line of showers passed through. There was heavy lightning to the north. We do anticipate another line of weather. How severe that is, we don't know. Will it stop play? Not certain. But I feel very confident that we will complete this game here tonight and won't have to return tomorrow for game completion. I'd like to let you know that we are on the web online on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Rep Spencer Wells is in his third year as head coach of the Fort Laramie Redskins. Two fine seasons the last couple of years under head coach Wells. 10-2 last year, 12-2 the year before. Regional semifinal appearance in 2019. State semifinal appearance in 2018. In three seasons, 35-some football games, only five setbacks suffered by Coach Wells, who noted that this year here in 2020 has been an odd campaign because of the pandemic health crisis, because of a number of injured players. But Coach Wells said the 6-1 Redskins are enjoying 2020.
This is Scores, S-C-O. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment.
It's been a unique season with everything going on, but it's been a ton of fun, and mainly because of our senior leadership. We've got 16 seniors, and those guys, really from the get-go, when we could start back up in June, I think have set the tone with high expectations and hard work, and, you know, they're hungry, and I think we've seen that throughout the year. As you mentioned, we've had some injuries. You know, I just feel so bad for some of those guys. Damon Mesher got hurt first game, out for the year. He just recently had a surgery. We've had other injuries to seniors throughout the year, which you hate to see. But for the most part, we're going to be back healthy, you know, and which is good. So, no, but it's been a fun year, and we're excited to keep things rolling.
With senior leader Colin Moore at quarterback, your offense has been extremely potent all season.
Yeah, he said, I mean, you can really with him, you know, what a great guy to have that can throw it, can run it. It allows you to pretty much do what you want from a scheme standpoint. But really, probably even more important than that is our offensive line has been the key. We replaced four of the five starters from last year's team. And, you know, our two offensive line coaches, Jacob Sager and Mike Magato, have done an outstanding job there. This is the third year in a row that we haven't given up a sack in the regular season. I think we've given up three sacks in 3 years total, including playoffs. So, we've thrown the ball this year more than we've ever have. Yep. You know, we're trying to throw the ball down the field. We've got a receiver out there, Logan Eilerman, who really is a matchup problem for opposing teams that we're trying to get the ball to. So, offensive line has done an outstanding job.
Max Hoying, a beast offensively and defensively for you.
Yes, you know, another key leader for our team and such a hard worker. You know, he's fought injuries here. He had a hamstring deal. And you know, to be blunt, you saw the difference. When he wasn't in the game, you know, we've got to do a better job of, if that ever happens again, not having such a drop-off. But he's such an important player for us on that side. You know, he communicates our calls. He's really, our defense is meant to spill everything to the Mike backer. So, you know, we ask him to make a lot of plays, and he comes through for us. So the defense has done a really good job overall, and we're going to need him moving forward.
Nate Meyer trying to overcome injury. What's his status? Any idea?
Yeah, so he's going to be out again this week.
Yeah.
This will be the second game he's missed with a hamstring issue. He got hurt early against Tri-Village, but you know, that's trending in the right direction. Hamstrings, he had an issue with it last year, and so did Max. But you know, they see a special therapist that focuses just on hamstrings, and they've seen a ton of improvement to the point that Max is back already, and Nate is getting close. So he's not back yet, but you know, we can't wait to get him back because he's such a key player on offense and defense for us. He's averaging over 10 yards a carry on offense. Really plays a lot of position. He can play corner on defense. He can play field backer. He can play pretty much whatever we ask him to. So a key athlete that we hope to get back here soon.
Spencer Wells, head coach of Fort Laramie, before tonight's game between the Redskins and Ansonia. Special teams. Boy, you've really picked it up this season in that regard.
Yeah, you know, I think that Sam is one of the best punters that I've been around since I've been coaching. And he's just, you know, he does a great job, not just with his distance, but with his placement. So it's great to have him there. Mac Fortman's done a nice job kicking PATs. You know, that's something that we've struggled with at times in years past, so he's done a good job there. Our coverage needs to continue to improve. We've given up a little bit too much on kickoff returns and things like that, so our coverage needs to improve. But, you know, overall, Coach Meyer does a nice job with that unit, and that's going to be huge, you know, come playoff time here.
Hey, thumbnail sketch of your opponent, the Ansonia Tigers.
Yeah, you know, I think they're a physical team. You know, they play a wing T offense, and anytime you play a wing T, and especially when they're physical, you've got to be ready to go, and you've got to play with great discipline, because the moment that you don't trust your key, attack your key, maybe you start cheating a certain way because they run, boom, they hit you with a play action. Or maybe you over-pursue, and boom, they hit a cutback, and it's going right up the field. So we have to do a great job of playing physical at the point of attack, attacking our keys, and making sure we don't give up any big passes.
Hey, Coach Matt Macy paid your club a big compliment. He said Fort Loramie is a MAC football team.
You know, we know that the MAC really in small school football has kind of been the standard. So, we're looking to take that next step as a program, and hopefully we can continue to play good football.
Fort Loramie Redskins head coach Spencer Wells in his third year prior to Fort Loramie, 7 years coaching experience at Allen East, Salina, Marion Local, and Wapakoneta. And Spencer is a Delta St. John's High School grad, played football there, and was a member of a state championship Blue Jays team. Matt Macy, head coach of Ansonia. He's been the mentor of the program 2 years, athletic director for 7. He assisted for several years under long-term head coach Eugene Haney from 2014 to 18. Coach Macy worked with Coach Haney. Unbelievably, Coach Haney, 30-plus years at Ansonia from the early 1980s all the way to 2018. Offense has remained very similar at Ansonia, even under Coach Macy. It's the wing T. That's the offensive style of play. They'll be in the gun. It's smash-mouth football. Coach Macy said he'd like to throw 10 to 15 times a game. Last week in a victory, threw only 5 times, was 0 for 5. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie offensively, multiple spread is how you would describe it. Power run, quick pass, drop back, screen. Offensively, or I should say defensively, Redskins are a 4-3 with a cover 2, and Sonia prefers a 3-3 stack. We've highlighted the Fort Loramie names to watch tonight, or I should say we'll watch them and describe them to you. Of course, senior quarterback Colin Moore runs it and passes it equally well. Max Hoing has returned. He may not be quite at 100%, but he's going to give that hamstring a go. Nate Meyer is out. Might see a little spot duty just to test the hamstring, but more action from Nate certainly in coming weeks. This is a wide receiver for Fort Loramie. I'm excited to watch him tonight. He is outstanding. Logan Eilerman, just a sophomore, 6'4", 200 pounds. Coach Macy said, we don't have anybody in the secondary taller than 5'11 or 6 feet to track down Logan Eilerman, who will have the Ansonia defensive backs beaten by at least 4 inches or so. Kicking game, Fort Loramie punts it extremely well. Sam Barhorst is outstanding. And how about Max Fortman? He is rock solid as well. Mac, a very good place kicker, 6'3", 290-pound senior. He kicks the PATs. Barhorst, a stellar punter. He'll handle the kickoffs. I might note that in the last 2 weeks, Ansonia has gotten a couple field goals from a soccer-style booter, Connor Schmidt. He's 17 for 17 on the year in the PAT department, and he can kick it from 40 to 50 yards away. So if Ansonia gets a first down across the midfield stripe, the Tigers are in field goal range. Fastest player for Ansonia is a wideout by the name of Peyton Beam, who'd been quarantined until this morning. We understand that he could very well be available tonight. He'll line up in the backfield some as a wide receiver, too. He is extremely speedy. This Ansonia club, though it runs the wing T and will rush the football more often, can strike very quickly because Xavier Moody and Beam on the outside can catch the long ball. They will occasionally line up in the slot, and go in motion in the offensive backfield and get a handoff from the quarterback, Isaac Bargy, who is a six-foot senior and very talented. The workhorse for this Ansonia team is Reese Stauman. He is a senior. He's got 1,100 yards on the ground this year, and he has not fumbled the football in over 450 carries. Going to be an interesting game. I think Ansonia will want to hang on to the football, eat the clock, chew up yards, and keep the pigskin out of the hands of Colin Moore and this high-scoring, extremely potent Fort Loramie team. That will be the motive of Ansonia here tonight. Redskins have made a habit of getting ahead of their opponents in the first quarter repeatedly this season. We are going to return with our starting lineups in just a moment. It's high school football tonight, our first webcast of the year, Jack Kramer and Mike Wick from here at Fort Loramie. It's a Southwest Region Division 7 regional quarterfinal contest between Fort Loramie and Ansonia on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy broasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
This is Jack Kramer with Mike Wick back at Fort Loramie High School. The weather staying away for the moment. Understand a second line of showers is pending. Maybe it'll break up, not come through. We do expect to get this game completed here tonight. The first line of showers had just a little bit of lightning. A small clap of thunder. There was one shower that roared through about an hour ago. But right now the field is pretty dry. No rain in sight. We'll return with starting lineups in a moment. It's Fort Loramie and Sonia on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
head coach Matt Macy of Ansonia says this is the most talented Ansonia team in the last 10 years or so, including that 2018 club that went 8-2. Coach Macy said we've had faster teams, but this is the most talent offensively and defensively. Head coach Spencer Wells likes his club, as he noted during our interview segment. It's been a tough year, injuries, the pandemic, but Fort Loramie has weathered it all and is 6-4 and is starting to get healthier as we move along here in the playoffs. Fort Loramie Redskins will kick off to start the game. We'll run down the Ansonia offense as the Tigers get set to run their first offensive play. After the kick by Sam Barhorst. Fort Loramie going from left to right, south to north. The weather should come up from the southwest. There is a line of rain. It looks like it is going to nip us. The heavier storm activity as well south. Dayton has been clobbered over the last hour, hour and a half or so. And Sonia in the away white jerseys, black numbers trimmed in orange, black pants, orange and white stripes. Redskins wearing red from top to bottom, black headgear, but red jerseys and trousers, and a lot of black and white trim. And the return man is Jackson Shellhouse for Ansonia. He scooped up the football at the 18, and he was somersaulted to the turf up over the 25. Hard nose tackle by Fort Loramie. Good hit to Max Hoing as he rammed the return man down, shy of the 30. For Ansonia, the quarterback Isaac Bargy, fullback is Reese Stommen. Wideouts, Jackson Shellhouse, Ethan Hemrick, Xavier Moody, and Peyton Beam. And the tight end is Garrett Stommen. He is a relation to Reese. Here's a running play by Ansonia. It is Xavier Moody who lined up in the offensive backfield. He is a wide receiver, but he'll get a carry every now and then. He was lined up alongside the QB, Isaac Bargy. And trying to get the corner turn was Moody. Spilled at about the 35-yard line. Original line of scrimmage was the 31. It's second down and six. From the gun, it's the wing tee. Man in motion again across the formation. And the quarterback, Bargy's in the pocket. Wants to throw. Heaves it long down the right side of the field. And Fort Loramie defends it well and picks it off. Intercepted by Fort Loramie at the 27-yard line. It was Beam dashing down the far right side. We are awaiting to get the numerals of the defensive back. It was Nick Barhorst who made the interception for Fort Loramie, the 5'8 senior. He was stride for stride with Beam. Tremendous pass coverage by Fort Loramie. Wow, what an interception by the Redskins. As I mentioned in the pregame, head coach Matt Macy of Ansonia doesn't throw it much, but he's got some speed on the outside, and he hinted to me earlier in the week that he might throw it a little more often and test the Fort Loramie DBs. And on the second play from scrimmage,
Nick Barhorst was right there.
Yep. Nick, as I mentioned, picked it off. You're right, Mike. First and 10 for Fort Loramie. Colin Moore in the spread. Hand off outside right tackle. I think it's Sherman. And it's Sherman cracking up and over the 30-yard line to the 34. He rambled for five. Second down and a little under five to go for Fort Loramie. Jacob Sherman, 6-foot junior, 165-pounder, has filled in very admirably for Nate Meyer, the regular running back for the Redskins, who could be back full tilt in a week or two. Man in motion, Colin Moore, a straight run right up the gut, and he plows up over the line of scrimmage. He's got the first down with room to spare. Knocked down is Colin Moore at the 43. Colin Moore is a load. 6'1", 210, looks bigger, runs harder than that. First down, Redskins. We played a minute and a half, and Sonia had the ball to start the game and was picked off on the second play of the night. Here's a quick screen pass in the flat before Lorimy. It's caught. It is Jacob Sherman who snared it in the right flat behind the line of scrimmage. But that play was smelled out by Ansonia right now. And it's a good hit on the play by Ethan Reichert, a defensive linebacker for Ansonia. And it's no gain on the play. Completion, 0 yards, though. Second down, 10, Fort Loramie. Here's Sherman getting the handoff from Colin Moore. Outside left tackle. He swerves up over the 45, the 50, and lurches to the 47 of Ansonia. He's got 11 and a first down. This Fort Loramie offensive line paving the way. Adam Siegel, 6'1", 230 at center. The guards, Mac Fortman, 6'3", 290, a senior, and Carson Tennery, 6 feet, 210, a junior. First and 10 Redskins in Ansonia territory. Short drop by Colin Moore, and he fires a bullet down the left side of the field. It is complete at the Ansonia 40, and the receiver, Logan Eilerman, puts his head down and bucks for extra yardage.
Got the first down.
36-yard line of Ansonia, first and 10. That is a tough combo, Mike. Colin Moore and Logan Eilerman. Logan at 6'4". Jarrett Puppelman, 6'3", 265, a tackle for Fort Loramie, along with Calvin Hoing, who is Max Hoing's brother, just a soft, a 6'1", 220-pounder. Fort Loramie on first and 10 from the 37-yard line of Ansonia. And it's a pass fired over the middle by Colin Moore, busted up on the play by Ansonia, down around the 30. It brings up second and 10 for the Redskins. No score, 9:13 left first quarter. First offensive set for Fort Loramie. Ansonia lines up in a 3-3 stack defense. No one in the backfield with Colin. Now coming forward is Sherman, who was staggered well to his left. He gets the handoff, and behind the offensive right side of the line, it is Sherman, and he is powering his way down inside the 30, keeps those legs kicking, and drives to about the 26. Good, steady run by Sherman as he ripped off 8. It's 3rd and 2 for Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage inside the 30 of Ansonia. Here's Colin Moore to pass. He whips it down the right side to Logan Eilerman. A leaping, sparing catch by Eilerman outside the 20. It's a first down. Well, Eilerman split 15 yards to the right. Goes down 4 or 5 big strides. Turns. And he shares that 6'4 target with quarterback Colin Moore. And it's so difficult to defend. First and 10, Fort Loramie at the Ansonia 24. 8:29 left in the first quarter. Here's Colin Moore. Oh, a mix-up in the offensive backfield for the Redskins. And what a hit. Great tackle. It's Reichert with his second standout play of this game for Ansonia. Colin Moore looked for someone to hand the ball off to. No one was home for Fort Loramie in the offensive backfield. And Colin Moore was belted backwards, a -6 on the play. Second and 16 for Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage is at about the Ansonia 30. Wideout is Owen Plyman. He is in for Lucas Putoff, who's trying to shake off a twisted ankle. Here's Colin Moore, quarterback draw, and an Ansonia defender tugs on Colin's jersey. He surges forward, got a couple, that's it. Ansonia diagnosed it nicely. Preston Prater, who's the twin of Cameron Prater, they go both ways, offensive and defensive lines. 3rd and 14 for Fort Loramie, 28-yard line of Ansonia. Snap to Moore. Oh, he gives the handoff in the offensive backfield to Sherman. Great penetration by Ansonia. And Sherman is subdued back at the 33. Preston Prater in there on another tackle. Well, he slashed across the line of scrimmage. And let's see what Fort Loramie elects to do. Sam Barhorst, the punter, who does a splendid job, will try to pin Ansonia back inside the 10-yard line. Tigers don't have anyone significantly deep. Now one secondary person does drift back to about the 15. Snap to Barhorst. He tries to go Coffin corner, to the northeastern part of the field. The ball hits at the 7-yard line. Oh, and it takes a favorable roll for Fort Loramie. Stays in bounds. It is dead at the 1. And Ansonia is pinned. What a job by Barhorst.
Great kick.
Phenomenal boot by Barhorst. 6:28 left in the first quarter. Each team with a possession. And Sonia's was just 2 plays, ended with an interception. Nice drive by Fort Loramie, which reeled off a few first downs before having to punt. And it was an outstanding job by Barhorst, and Ansonia starts inside its 2-yard line, first and 10. Quarterback Bargy, and before the snap from center, we have a whistle by the head linesman, and I think Fort Loramie's penalized 5 yards. Break for the Tigers. Fort Loramie 6-1, and Ansonia 6-1. Two contrasting styles offensively, although we've seen Ansonia already in its 2 plays go long with the forward pass on 1. Not a good result. Here's Reese Stommen, the fullback, puts his head down, bulldozes forward, meets a stone wall at about the 7 or 8 yard line. He picked up a few. It's going to be 2nd down for Ansonia, and about 3 to go, 5-yard penalty, and then a 2-yard run ahead by Stommen. Line of scrimmage for Ansonia is at about the 8, can get a first down, can the Tigers at the 12. Quarterback Bargy, wing T, a back alongside at Stommen. He gets the handoff in the offensive backfield. Nothing up the middle. Tries to bounce it. Penetration for Loramie, and a tackle is made. Outstanding play by Max Hoing. 5'11", 200-pounder, goes both ways, and he shot across the line of scrimmage and made sure the Ansonia ball carrier was nailed for a loss of a couple. So Ansonia, which benefited from a 5-yard penalty at the beginning of this series, now confronts a 3rd and 4, no score, 5:19 to go first quarter. At about the 7.5, flags fly prior to the snap from center, and I think Ansonia might have been in motion prematurely along the line of scrimmage. Head coach Matt Macy of Ansonia, offensive coordinator from 2014 to 18, took over as head coach last year. Athletic director of the last 7 years at Ansonia. Matt is a UD grad. He captained the Dayton Flyers for a year under head coach Kelly at UD. Played for the Flyers from 1997 to 2000, did coach Macy of Ansonia, which on 3rd and plenty tries to run it wide. Conservative play call, although the Tigers were backed up down inside their own 15. No gain on the play. And now Ansonia is forced to kick. Might have been a loss on that play of 1.5 yards, so it's marked for play just inside the 10. Back in deep punt formation for Ansonia, the quarterback Bargy, 6 yards deep in the end zone. Excellent kick against the wind. Wow. It sails over the 50, hits at the Fort Loramie 48, and bounds another 17 yards to the Fort Loramie 31. So far in this game, Mike, the theme, yes, superb punting by Barhorst of Fort Loramie and Bargy of Ansonia. Special teams, a key part of football at any level. And so far tonight, the punting has excelled. 4:20 left in the first quarter. 2nd possession upcoming for Fort Loramie. 1st down, 10 yards to go for the Redskins. Line of scrimmage, the 31 of Fort Loramie. Redskins in the red from top to bottom. Do have black headgear. Black numerals outlined in white. Colin Moore, the quarterback, with Sherman alongside him to the right. Here's the snap to Moore. Moore zigzags, line of scrimmage, has a crease. Look at him go. Up over the 40. He plows to the 45 and lunges to the 47. 16-yard bolt by Colin Moore of Fort Loramie. 3 yards shy of the 50, 1st and 10, Fort Loramie. Unofficially, the Redskins, 3rd first down in this game. Just over 4 to go. First quarter, hand off to Sherman, bobbing, weaving, has an opening, and he drives inside the 45. Evansonia stays on his feet, goes to the 43. He picked up 10 right on the button, another first down. Fort Loramie's offensive line doing a job. Well done by the tackles, Calvin Hoying and Jarrett Puppelman, by the guards, Carson Tennery and Mac Fortman.
Again.
Fort Loramie runs it right up the middle again, challenging Ansonia's defensive front. And right now, Fort Loramie's offensive line is winning the battle. A gain of 7 more. Second down, a long 3 for Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage is at the Ansonia 37. Under 3.5 to go in the first quarter, no score. Quickly played first period. Colin Moore with a short drop. Plenty of time. Wide open receiver cutting across the field. Logan Adderman, he's got it on the dead run. And he jukes his way to the sideline, knocked out of bounds. Down around the 21 or 22. It's going to be imperative, I think, for most opponents of Fort Loramie on defense to double up on Logan Eilerman. You've got to shade a second man his way. Outstanding target, over 200 pounds and 6'4". Here's Colin Moore, a jab step to the right, then a late pitch on the play to the running back who circles right end. And he got about 3 or 4, I think it was Sam Barhorst. Yes, it was. He doubles as the punter and an offensive running back. He's in the return game as well for Fort Loramie. And he took it around the right end and blasted for 5, second and 5 for the Redskins. Line of scrimmage, the 22 of Ansonia. Snap to Moore, play action. He's in the pocket, throwing right side of the field. Oh, it's a leaping one-handed catch at the pylon.
What a catch. What a catch.
Beautiful reception by Fort Loramie. Outstanding play. Beautifully done, but Fort Loramie, not sure who received it. I don't think it was Logan Eilerman. We'll get a report on the numerals. It was Max Hoying on the reception. Max slipped down the right side of the field. Max was uncovered, and he made a fingertip one-hand catch in the field of play right in front of the pylon, and his last stride took him into the end zone. Here's Mac Fortman for the extra point try. He steps ahead, lights into the football with that left foot, and bangs it home. Fortman's kick is good. 2:40 left, opening quarter, and the Fort Loramie Redskins jump on top of Ansonia by a score of 7-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
Oh, so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our Fort Loramie game sponsors, including Brookins. No good eating place quite like it. Brookins in Fort Loramie. Thanks to Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. And thanks as well to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs. Visit TomJerry's.com. Also gratitude to Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. Pinnacle Sports Therapy will keep you moving forward. Here's the kickoff by Barhorst to Fort Loramie. It's a one-hopper down to the 28-yard line, returned by Ansonia, just a short distance. Excellent coverage by Fort Loramie as the return man for Ansonia is down by Max Hoying in the area of the 30-yard line. That's where the Tigers start first and 10. That short squib kick has been an effective weapon for Fort Loramie this year. And we thank so much Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie, a full-service accounting firm for you and your business. And Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney. What's your favorite thing? Flags fly before Ansonia's first play from scrimmage to commence this drive. 2:34 to go in the first quarter. It's going to be first and 15 for Ansonia, with Fort Loramie leading by a count of 7-0. Thank you, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. And Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. And Sonia with a first and 15. The quarterback, Bargy, sends a man in motion. And in the offensive backfield, I think the ball is kept by the QB. No room to run. He is pulled down behind the line of scrimmage. It's going to be second down and at least 15 to go. Maybe a small loss on that play. The ball might have been dealt to Reese Stommen in the offensive backfield. Good defensive play by Brett Bruins of Fort Loramie, the 6'4 senior defensive lineman, made the hit. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. 7-0 Fort Loramie. Second and 16 Ansonia. Here's Bargy, play action, rolling out to the right. He may eat it and run. He tries to get the corner turned far right side of the field. He got back the penalty yardage, I think. But it's still going to be third and a bunch for Ansonia. New line of scrimmage is at about the Tigers' 31-yard line. No, it's marked short of the 30. So it's third and a dozen for Ansonia. Third down. Obviously a passing down. Keep your eye on wide receivers. Ethan Hemrick, Xavier Moody, Preston Beam, and Jackson Shellhouse. Here's the ball flipped into the left flat. It's caught by Ansonia. And Fort Loramie rallies to the ball and upsets the receiver at about the 35 or 36-yard line. So it's a completion. Fort Loramie stalls that completed play well short of the first down. Heads up defensive effort by Owen Plyman of Fort Loramie. Punting situation for the quarterback, Isaac Bargy of Ansonia. A minute 16 left in the first quarter. Bargy back at his 23 to take the long snap from center. And the Redskins' deep men retreat, 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 and Bargy, who boomed the previous kick 60 yards, knocks this one short. He played it coy. He gets a favorable roll. Nicely done by Bargy. The ball hit 15 yards in front of the Fort Loramie deep backs, and the pigskin kept turning over and over and over and finally rolled to the far sideline and went out of bounds at the Fort Loramie 21. A minute left in the first quarter. It is 7-0 Fort Loramie. Understand some rain is on the way, probably within 20 minutes of us. Hopefully it's just a shower and no lightning. Our game start tonight was delayed till 7:15 because of lightning seen around 6:25 or so. Here comes Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage, first and 10. Redskins leading 7-0. A back alongside Colin Moore. And Moore takes a jab step to the right, keeps, runs behind the center and left guard, and chugs ahead to the 27. Colin Moore nets 5, second and 5 for Fort Loramie. Final 40 seconds of the first quarter. Jack Kramer, Mike Wick here at Fort Loramie. Our first ScoresBroadcast.com coverage of the 2020-21 high school sports season. Man in motion far left. Colin Moore looks that way, keeps it, and he jukes to the line of scrimmage. He's got a crease, and he puts his head down and powers up and over the 30 to the 36.
Another first down.
Yep, that run game speared by quarterback Colin Moore, or I should say spearheaded by Moore, is strong. He is like a fullback or a halfback in the QB position. He can tote the football with a lot of strength. Fort Loramie looks at the clock, lets seconds run down. It'll be first and 10 Redskins at their own 36 when second quarter play resumes. That's the end of one. Fort Loramie 7 and Sonya nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
The Ansonia Tigers run Reese Stammen on a quick hitter outside left guard on the initial play of the second quarter, and it garners about nine as Stammen runs it up to the 45 of Ansonia. Second down and one. Opening 20 seconds of quarter number two. Fort Loramie in the lead 7-0. Quarterback Bargy fakes the pitch out, throws over the middle of the field, and it's a diving reception at the Fort Loramie 37-yard line. I'll tell you what, I have gotten, I had Ansonia with the football, Mike. I had you fooled.
You did.
I had you fooled. Redskins ended the first quarter with possession. Fort Loramie starts the second quarter with the ball. And Fort Loramie, after the pass completion over the middle of the field, drives it on first down to the Ansonia 29. Redskins ended the first quarter with the ball. A march was underway. It was Fort Loramie's possession to start the second quarter, and I simply got confused, and I had Ansonia with the football.
We're rusty. It's okay.
Here is Fort Loramie running, picking his way. Sherman, oh, he breaks a tackle, breaks another. Look at him go. Sherman off and running. Nobody will catch him. 10-5, touchdown. I believe it was Sherman. 6 foot, 165-pounder. Perhaps I said his name too soon. Lickety split run by Fort Loramie. And the Redskins' offensive line simply is punishing Ansonia up front. That's all there is to it. Adam Siegel at center. Guards Carson Tennery and Mac Fortman. And tackles Jarrett Puppelman and Calvin Hoing. They have been stellar so far. Fortman on with the left-footed straight-ahead style boot. 13-0 Fort Loramie. A minute, 6 seconds into the second quarter. Snap a little high. Ball is spotted well. Fortman's second kick is also perfect.
That was a good recovery.
14-0 Redskins lead Ansonia early on. Second minute, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Mike Wick at Fort Loramie. Redskins on top, 10:54 to go, quarter number two. It is 14-0 in favor of Fort Loramie. Vandalia Butler is in the lead by a score of 8-0 over Sydney. Understand that our reception right now is struggling. We've been told we are continuing to buffer. And, well, that's odd because everything on the laptop reads extremely well. I've just been informed it's nothing to do with our website. It's the NFHS audio. that is being joined with the video.
That makes more sense.
Yep, because everything that we see in front of us on the laptop is A-OK. We've got numerous cues, and they're on the mark, aren't they?
Yep.
Mike, yep. Kickoff by Fort Loramie, return by Ansonia, up over the 30 to the vicinity of the 36 or 7, and that's where the Tigers have it, first down 10 yards to go. Fort Loramie has pinned Ansonia in its half of the field so far in this game. And the Tigers simply have not had a lot of freedom. This is about the best offensive field position Ansonia's had tonight, shy of the 40-yard line. Here's a straight drop by Bargy. He's got a screen man open in the flat. He spots him, hits him, and the reception and run are good for about 7 to the Ansonia 45-yard line. Will Ruinkamp in there on the hit for Fort Loramie. I'll spit it out sooner or later. 10:20 left in the second quarter. 14-0 Fort Loramie in the lead. Head coach Matt Macy of Ansonia told us before the game he'd like to throw 15 times. But in victories, when his club has led from start to finish, the Tigers have thrown a lot less. Here's a jet sweep around the far left side. Xavier Moody from the slot on the right, swerving for what appears to be a first down. Piled up at about the 48 near the first down stake. Oops, there's a yellow marker down. Let's see what it's all about. Could have been an offensive foul against Ansonia on the run by Moody. It was good for first down yardage.
Face mask.
Oh, it's a face mask on Fort Loramie. It's not against Ansonia. So tack on 15 at the end of the play. And now Ansonia's in business on Fort Loramie's side of the 50. 14-0, Fort Loramie leads. Ansonia's offensive line, junior Titus Gasper at center. Twins, Preston Prater and Cameron Prater at right tackle and right guard. And on the left side at tackle and guard, Zach Ward and Ian Heckler. Man in motion across the formation. The quarterback is Isaac Bargy. Deep drop, long heave down the far left side of the field. It's in the vicinity of the goal line. It's tipped by Fort Loramie, nearly picked off. It's out of bounds. Incompletion. Again, good coverage by the Redskins.
He's with him step for step.
And Sonia has pitched the football down the field frequently in this game. A little more than normal. Of course, the Tigers have got to play catch-up now, trailing by 2 TDs. Second down for Ansonia. Line of scrimmage is at the Fort Loramie 34. The quarterback, Bargy, gives to Stahman. Nothing up the middle. He tries to spring it wide. Stays in bounds. Spilled by Fort Loramie. Far side of the field at about the 30 or 31. Owen Plyman came angling ahead to knock the ball carrier off his wheels. Third and 8 for Ansonia. Line of scrimmage outside the Fort Loramie 30. 3 minutes gone, second quarter. 14-0 Fort Loramie. Two receivers to the right. Let's see if Bargy comes this way. Oh, it's a screen behind the line. And the receiver breaks a tackle at the 34. He's across the line of scrimmage. He's got a good gain. He lost the football. He coughed it up. Football is down, and Fort Loramie's got it. Recovery, Redskins. Another Ansonia drive snuffed out.
That helmet went right on that ball.
Boy, that's what it takes. And that is good defensive instruction on football. That's the way you teach it. You learn it that way. You practice it during the week, and every now and then the opportunity arises in the game to lay that helmet right on the leather and pop it free. And I'm not sure who we give credit to on that hit, Mike, for Fort Loramie, but the recovery was made down inside the 20-yard line and return back up to the 23. 8:58 left in the second quarter. Redskins have the ball and the lead, 14-0. A couple of big turnovers in this game for Ansonia. Colin Moore with all kinds of time. Deep drop. Heaves it down the near side of the field across the 50. The receiver, Eilerman, has spun around. It's incomplete.
Got a flag down in the backfield.
Maybe an offensive hold here against Fort Loramie. You may have heard head coach Spencer Wells in the pregame note the fact that the quarterback, Colin Moore, in a regular season game over 3 years, has not been sacked behind the line once. Not one time. And on that play, Colin Moore was able to count to about 7 or 8 before throwing it downfield. But maybe the offensive holding had a little something to do with that extra time that Moore had. 8:51 left in the second quarter. 14-0 Fort Loramie in the lead over Ansonia. The wind blowing up out of the southwest in the face of Fort Loramie. That's the direction from which we expect the next shower activity. We think the lightning and heavy-duty stuff will stay to the south. Here is Colin Moore keeping the football on 1st and 24 after the 14-yard penalty. And Moore's run is stalled up over the 10 at about the 13 or 14-yard line. The scoreboard says, there it is, the ball's on the 12, technically, as the knee for Moore went down at the 12-yard stripe. 2nd and 22 for Fort Loramie. Two receivers wide right. Handoff Redskins. It is a good running effort around the right side. Play strung out by Ansonia's defense, but Fort Loramie blocks it extremely well. It was Hoing who went barreling, and he charged all the way up to the 26. Nice run. Gain of 14 on the play leaves the Redskins about 7 needed for a first down on 3rd down. Two receivers near side. Moore hands off in the offensive backfield, nothing doing. Good penetration by Ansonia. Sam Barhorst lugged it. Ansonia smelled it out. Good tackle on the play by Xavier Moody, who sliced through for Ansonia, and Fort Loramie's forced to punt. 7:28 left in the second quarter. 14-0 Redskins here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Barhorst back in punt formation. Good rush by Ansonia. Barhorst gets it away. Fair catch by Ansonia at the Tigers' 37-yard line. Ball was hauled in by Isaac Bargy. Another marker down. We've had some flags in the last several minutes of this game, slowing down its pace. I have noticed, Mike, in the last just minute, a significant wind shift. It is now blowing in from the northwest.
I see that.
Not the southwest. So the cold front is arriving. Let's see what has been called illegal formation on Fort Loramie. Ansonia takes the football, though, at the 38-yard line. I think the penalty was actually declined. Tigers shy of their 40, 1st and 10. Not forcing Fort Loramie to repunt. Isaac Bargy, the quarterback for Ansonia. Reese Stammen, a load. He's the workhorse, senior running back. And keep your eyes out for Preston Beam and Xavier Moody, a couple of playmakers who line up on the outside or in the slot. They'll go in motion, often get the ball in the form of a handoff. Well, the penalty against Fort Loramie is marked off
from the spot
after the fair catch. It was illegal formation, as I understood, but the penalty is assessed after the fair catch. So Ansonia begins play from its own 43, and the first running effort results in a pileup after a 1 yard advance to the Ansonia 44. 2nd down and 9 for the Tigers. Over the ball at center is Titus Gasper. And as I mentioned earlier, twins on the right side at tackle and guard, Preston and Cameron Prater. Roll out to the left by Bargy. He spins in the offensive backfield and then tries to drill a receiver up at the 50, a bit behind him, and it's no good, incomplete. Colin Moore, who does double duty offensively and defensively for Fort Loramie, was in the secondary on that play. Clock stops with the incompletion. Third down for Ansonia. Line of scrimmage is the Tigers' 44-yard line. Fort Loramie's defense has been stout. Redskins well prepared. Man in motion across the formation. Xavier Moody gets the handoff. It's a jet sweep to the right. The Redskins stretch it out and pull him down shy of the 50. Moody tackled short of the midfield stripe. Forward progress might have gotten him there. Shy of a first down is Moody. I think that sets up fourth down, doesn't it, Mike? Scoreboard reads third, or am I off a down? What's the marker say across the field? Fourth?
Fourth and three.
It is fourth and three. For one time, right, and the scoreboard's
wrong.
There
you go. There they caught up.
Fourth and three, and Sonia right at the 50. Tigers trailing 14-0. Final 6 minutes, second quarter. It's Xavier Moody in the offensive backfield. He gets the handoff. He tries to get the corner turned. Great penetration by Fort Loramie. And the ball carrier is nailed at the 49. He lost a yard. And the Redskins take over in Ansonia territory.
Good defense again.
Fort Loramie's defense has been superb all night. This is a multi-dimensional wing T offense for Ansonia. It's a talented group with experience. And Fort Loramie's D has been dynamite. 5:35 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie football right at the 50. Redskins in the offensive backfield run it. Sherman picks his way. Good disciplined run. And he is stopped finally at the 45 of Ansonia. Tackle made by Gasper, not before Sherman reeled off five. Productive first down effort. Just over five to play in the second quarter. 14-0 Fort Loramie. Colin Moore flashes two receivers wide right, and Moore throws it that way. Caught behind the line of scrimmage at the 48. Good reception, and the receiver makes a man miss, makes another man miss, and he's got the first down at Sam Barhorst out of the backfield. And the play nets yardage down to the 38 of Ansonia. Well done. Head coach Matt Macy of Ansonia said to us earlier in the week, we've got to slow down Fort Loramie's screen game. Getting that job done is tougher than describing it, though. Fort Loramie passes the ball extremely well and spreads it out to several different receivers, although the Tigers get a good defensive play by Reichard here. It's a tackle for negative yardage back outside the 40-yard line, setting up a second and 13 for Fort Loramie with 4:23 left in the second quarter. Two receivers far right for Colin Moore. Short drop, looks left sideline, right through the hands of the receiver at the 27 or 8. Colin Moore threw it right on the button, and that is a mistake that Redskin receivers rarely make. And Fort Loramie is now confronted with a third and 13. I probably sound a little bit more muffled than normal. That's because I'm wearing a mask up here in the Fort Loramie press box, as is Mike Wick.
Safety first.
Everyone is, in fact, social distancing being employed in the Fort Loramie press box, masks being worn, all the protocols being followed. Reduced attendance on hand for this game, as has been the case for every football game. And Sonia wants a timeout. Big play coming. 4:13 left second quarter. Third and 13 Fort Loramie at the Tigers 41. When play resumes, Redskins up 14-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving, which is why we've added to the big boy family. The Farmhouse Boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The Breakfast Boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the Bad Boy with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com. We thank Superior Aluminum and the Francis Schulze Company very much. Superior and Francis Schulze, proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com. Thanks to all the staff and associates at Superior and Francis Schulze in Rushi. Here is a flag on the play before the 3rd and 13 from Fort Loramie. Initial indication and legal substitution by one club or the other, I think Ansonia, the guilty club. So it's now 3rd and 8 for Fort Loramie. Just over 4 to play in the second quarter. Fort Loramie leads Ansonia 14-0. Redskins defense has had Ansonia bottled up for the most part tonight. Colin Moore takes the snap and the spread. Little pressure. Back at the 45. Oh, excellent thrown ball. Middle of the field. A leaping catch is made inside the 10. Touchdown, Redskins. Wow, that looked like the NFL in action right there.
That was a pretty play.
That was beautifully done before Loramie, and I'm not sure if that was Eilerman on the catch or not. Well, we're going to double-check that, Mike. I want to make sure I get the name of the receiver on that play for Fort Loramie. The ball was thrown beautifully. That's who I thought it was. I thought it was Elliot Davis. Yes, 13, a junior, a six-footer, and he is going to earn more playing time after that reception. It was excellent. Point after by Fortman is good again. He's 3 for 3.
I got to say, that throw was right on the money, though.
Oh, man. What a spiral, a bullet. Outstanding throw by Colin Moore. Line of scrimmage was inside the 35. He was back at the 40 when he threw it. He fired it to Davis in stride, down around the 10 or so. And he kept on striding right to the end zone untouched. Great combination, Moore and Davis, 21-0 Fort Loramie. And the Redskins are hurting the Tigers' defense with both the run and the pass. So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney, for high-quality furniture priced just right. The highest quality furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. We're priced to fit your budget with finance options and easy application. Goffney can also find you a perfect fitting mattress by using the new innovative support report system. Come in and try it. You'll feel the results. Visit our showroom with hundreds of room layouts, new inventory of furniture, always on display at Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney, just west of I-75 on Route 47. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. Return of the kickoff by Barhorst, taken by Ansonia back out across the 30 in the area of the 32 or 33. 3:58 left to go here in the first half of this game. And the Redskins have extended the lead to 21-0 as light rain begins to fall. A couple of outstanding touchdown pass plays. Colin Moore to Max Hoing, Colin Moore to Elliot Davis. And it's a 3-TD lead, forcing Ansonia now to perform out of its element a little bit. Tigers have got to throw often. A short pass in the left flat. Good small gain. Fort Loramie keeps the play in bounds up over the 35 at the 36. Second down and 6 for Ansonia. Final 3.5 of the second quarter. 21-0. In favor of the Redskins. We'll have about a 15-minute halftime break for you. shorter by several minutes than the regular season normally in past years. Now, the regular season this year, because of the health crisis, had 10-minute halftimes, but it will be extended a few minutes beyond that here for playoff encounters. That was Owen Plyman on the tackle by Fort Loramie, but Ansonia on the previous play registers a first down to the Tigers 42. 3 minutes left, second quarter, 21-0 Fort Loramie. Bargy has trouble in the offensive backfield, tries to wriggle out of danger, can't do it. He's blocked to the turf, down he goes. 41-yard line, Mac Fortman banged him hard, jarred him down. Second down, 11. Play goes for minus one. Line of scrimmage, the Ansonia 41. Fort Loramie's in the lead 21-0. Redskins have been rock solid both sides of the football here tonight, offensively and defensively. Barhorst has punted well. Fortman 3-for-3 on PATs. And Colin Moore has been on the mark throwing. Illegal procedure against Ansonia. Like to remind you, we are online thanks to Fort Loramie Game sponsors, including Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's. Super deals, customer pricing, and financing always. Well, Redskins conserve time on the clock and get a timeout as Ansonia confronts a second and 16, 2:21 left here in the second quarter, and Fort Loramie is up 21-0. Say, when Gus Geyer established Geyer's way back in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. Well, he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way since. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at Geyer's, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. Saw Jeff Gebhardt earlier tonight at M&A Muffler and Tires here in town. Say it's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. Check out the Goodyears, Firestones, Michelins, Generals, Uniroyals, Goodriches, Coopers, and more at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. As Ansonia on second and 16 goes deep down the left side, Bargy's pass is a little too strong, and it's third and 16. Well, that incompletion aids Fort Loramie because it stops the clock. Fort Loramie planning to get the ball back for a late second quarter drive. Don't forget, always free pickup and delivery, too, by M&A Muffler and Tires. Phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires. A tire sale you'll never get tired of. Bargy's got a man open. He spun around at the 44 to haul it in, and he can't tuck it away. It's incomplete. Another incompletion halting the clock. 2:12 left in the second quarter. The two incomplete passes by Ansonia helping Fort Loramie, which gets the ball perhaps as far up the field as its own 30. Now the punter, Bargy, is booming against the wind. Boy, Ansonia was way offside, it appeared. Yep, that's the signal from the official on the near side. The gunner lining up on the numerals right in front of the Fort Loramie bench down in front of us. He had two or three steps beating the snap. He was out in front of the snap from center, big time.
He had a running start.
Sure did. 2:11 left, second quarter, 21-0 Fort Loramie. Bargy retreats five more yards. He's inside his 20 now. Gets the snap, punts it, low line drive kick. Hits at the 40 of Fort Loramie, taking a one hop and return from the 34 to the 45 to 50. Fort Loramie with excellent field position. It's inside the 45, maybe even inside the 40 of Ansonia. That might have been Barhorst on the return. Barhorst and Sherman return kicks often for Fort Loramie. Wow, that is not what Ansonia wanted. Two incompletions stopping the clock, a good punt return by Fort Loramie, and the Redskins now have a short field and a minute 55 and a timeout remaining. In fact, Fort Loramie's got two timeouts to go. 21-0 lead Redskins, who try to play add-on right now. Receiver flank wide left. Man in motion across the formation for Colin Moore. Here's a toss sweep to the left. It's Owen Plyman. Oh, he blazes a trail. Look at Plyman go. All the way to the 10, the 5. Shoved out at the 1. Heck of a run. I said Owen Plyman. I should have said it was Sam Barhorst on the scoot.
There you go.
Take Plyman's number and multiply it by 2. What a run by Sam Barhorst. Lickety split. I tell you what, the Redskins will really be well supplied in the offensive backfield when Nate Meyer returns, because Sherman and Barhorst are getting a bulk of the running chores, and they are profiting from it. Goal to go for Fort Loramie at the 2 of Ansonia. Colin Moore, jab step, offensive backfield, meets resistance at the goal line. He nudges in for the score. And Ansonia is now down 27-0. Boy, the last thing the Tigers wanted to see happen was a late second quarter score by Fort Loramie, and it's a 4-touchdown difference. What a run, by Sam Barhorst. Fortman coming on to try the PAT. Ansonia with an outstanding place kicker in Connor Schmidt, but we've yet to see the Tigers kick an extra point or try a field goal. The young man Schmidt is 17 for 17 on PATs this year. And down before touchdowns, we doubt if we'll see Ansonia try any field goals tonight. We've got a penalty against Fort Loramie preceding the extra point. Well, the last three touchdowns by Fort Loramie have been the result of stellar offensive plays. A leaping fingertip catch by Max Hoing at the pylon for a touchdown. Outstanding reception by Elliott of Fort Loramie. Great throw from Colin Moore for 6 more. And now a splendid dash to the end zone by Barhorst. Fortman's extra point try made a little longer because of the 5-yard penalty. And he kicked it quite a distance. It's inside the right upright. He's got it. And it's 28-0 Redskins with a minute 42 left in the second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
The kickoff by Fort Loramie rolls down inside the Ansonia 30. Touch there by the Tigers, and they begin first and 10 from their own 29. A couple of second quarter scores in Division II regular schedule action. Vandalia Butler was ahead of Sydney 8-0. St. Henry has just posted a 7-0 edge over New Bremen in Division 7 playoff action. That game is now at halftime. And the winner of that game will play the winner of this game at the stadium of the higher seed. Here is Ansonia running right up the middle. What hole there was is plugged by Fort Loramie's defensive line. Minute and a half to go here in the first half at Fort Loramie, utilizing a timeout. Redskins still with one remaining. It's kind of unbelievable to think that less than a minute ago, Ansonia had the ball on its own end of the field through two incompletions. Fort Loramie didn't have to use a timeout. Redskins got a good punt return, got a quick six, fine skip to the end zone by Barhorst. And now Fort Loramie's thinking, we're going to use our first and second timeouts, or I should say our second and third timeouts, here at the end of the second quarter to maybe get the ball back once again. It's a 28-0 advantage in favor of Fort Loramie with a minute 32 to go here in the second quarter of this game. It's our first viewing of Fort Loramie this year, and the Redskins are clicking on all cylinders, offense, defense, special teams. They've gotten a couple of takeaways, forcing two turnovers in this contest. Punting of Barhorst, solid. Fortman, four extra points. Here is a double toss in the offensive backfield by Ansonia, and then it's run eventually around the left side by Peyton Beam. He's the speedster on this team, and he records a nice advance all the way up to the 45-yard line. It's a first down. He was quarantined until this morning, was eligible to play tonight. He and Xavier Moody, the two fastest players on this Ansonia squad. That was Beam on the run. 45-yard line of Ansonia, minute 23 to go, second quarter. The second period being drawn out. It is Moody motioning, fake handoff. The quarterback Bargy in some trouble, in hot water, corralled. He's sacked for a yard or two loss. Clock running, minute 12 left. Let's see if Fort Loramie utilizes another timeout. Good pursuit on the play. Mac Fortman has performed extremely well along that defensive front for Fort Loramie. Well, the clock was not stopped. We have second and 10 for Ansonia. Tigers suffered a 2-yard setback on the previous play. Line of scrimmage, the 43. Bargy short drop, fakes the pass to the right. It's a dump off in the flat behind the line. The catch and run result in a 7-yard advance. And it's going to be third down for Ansonia. About five to go for a first down. Max Hoing flushed the receiver out of bounds to the far side of the field. Clock stopping, 34.8 to go here in the second period of play. New line of scrimmage is the 49 of Fort Loramie. I may have mistakenly said the 45 or 44. It's actually just across midfield. Here is Bargy in the offensive backfield, gives to Reese Stommen. Fort Loramie's got his number. He is thrown down far side of the field in front of the Tigers' bench. That has been the theme all night long. Fort Loramie simply has not been blocked very well. Redskins have had a free reign on Ansonia's offensive backfield. Redskins use a timeout, forcing Ansonia to punt the ball, fourth and nine, with 28.9 to go here in the second quarter, and Fort Loramie leading 28-0. Say, we're pleased to promote Pinnacle Sports Therapy at 700 East Park Street in Fort Loramie, a new sponsor last winter and spring here on scoresbroadcast.com. Physical therapist and owner Jim Spitzer, 21 years experience. He works in outpatient settings, treats athletes of all types. A fully qualified and licensed physical therapist, he'll work with you on a one-on-one basis. He develops a truly customized treatment program for you. And to maintain great progress, he creates a specialized home program for you. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy. More about his superb service in a moment. Good punt, but Bargy And Fort Loramie tries to make an over-the-shoulder catch at the 20. It's muffed momentarily. Redskins do maintain possession and have 22 seconds left on the clock, leading 28-0. Well, if Fort Loramie's got a little trickery in the playbook, a short pass and a lateral, something like that, it could be tried right here. Fort Loramie is advancing the ball with the wind somewhat at the Redskins' back. It's now blowing in out of the northwest. Redskins have three receivers spread, two backs alongside Moore, and Fort Loramie does the sportsmanlike thing. They run it, but they run it for big yardage. A hole opens, and the Redskins explode all the way out to the 45-yard line. I think that was Barhorst on the gallop for Fort Loramie, shy of the 50. No timeouts for Fort Loramie. Clock running down to 10. And let's see what
Sonia takes a timeout.
Interestingly enough, the Tigers enable Fort Loramie to set up for another pass play or two. 11.4 to go, 28-0 in favor of the Redskins. I just heard talking in the press box down to her right, very conceivably. Fort Loramie was hustling up to the line of scrimmage quickly, and Ansonia may not have had the right secondary combination on the field to defend against a Colin Moore forward pass. 11.4 remaining second quarter, 28-0 Fort Loramie over Ansonia. Redskins ball at their own 44. Fort Loramie to the line of scrimmage. Trips to the right here now. Three receivers that direction. One to the near side. Let's see if Colin Moore dials up Logan Eilerman. He's hustling down the left side of the field. Spotting the receiver is Colin Moore. Eilerman leaps and stabs the football. Gain of about 13 over to the Ansonia 45. And now let's see if the Redskins elect to throw it toward the end zone down inside the 10-yard line. Colin Moore certainly has the arm strength. The wind a bit fickle, blowing somewhat across field, maybe a bit at Fort Loramie's back. 6 seconds to go, late second quarter. Line of scrimmage, the Ansonia 45. And the Redskins throw a short pass and complete it. And it used only 4 seconds, leaving still 2.5 on the clock. It was Eilerman hauling it in once more. And now it's a stop and go deep. A wheel route down the sideline, probably here. Two tight ends, Moore deep drop, full protection. Long loft by Moore, last play, second quarter. And we've got a leap by the Redskins, 7 yards deep in the end zone. And a touchdown! How about that? Fort Loramie utilizing every second possible here in the second quarter of this game. And scoring a couple touchdowns in the final less than 2 minutes. Spectacular catch made on the play by Barhorst of Fort Loramie. Sam Barhorst has been our offensive player of the game so far. Wow, the 6 foot, 175-pound senior.
I think I counted 8 players down there.
Well, he went up among...
And he went up all of them.
4 white shirts right around Sam. And Sonia knew what was coming. Colin Moore just sent a skyscraper in the air, a good 6-7 yards deep in the end zone. And Sam Barhorst at 6 feet tall outsoared everybody. Sideline warning on Fort Loramie, no time on the clock. Redskins will not be penalized on the extra point. Traditional kick coming up here by Fortman from right around the 10 or 10 and a half yard line. And this will conclude the second quarter of action. 34-0 in favor of Fort Loramie, and we'll begin the second half with a running clock. Who would have thought the Redskins would have dominated so greatly here tonight? And Fortman is a perfect 5-4-5. And that 5-for-5 and perfection by Mac Fortman describes the performance from Fort Loramie here in the first two quarters tonight. The Redskins have been clicking on all cylinders. outstanding two quarters of play, superb football offensively, defensively, special teams. Our first look here on scoresbroadcast.com at Fort Loramie this year. And for us, perhaps, Fort Loramie has saved its best. I'm sure head coach Spencer Wells would say this has been a superior performance by his club tonight. If not the best first two quarters of the year, right there at the top first half of the season. I don't know if Fort Loramie could have played much better in the first two quarters in a game this year against a quality opponent like Ansonia. But Fort Loramie extremely well prepared, executing beautifully. Ansonia simply has no answer. The Redskins defense has stalled the swing tee offense of Ansonia. And Fort Loramie offensively has had its way with Ansonia so far. The Redskins running and passing the football at will. And the special teams have answered the call too. Halftime here at Fort Loramie, 15 minutes are put on the clock. The Redskins lead Ansonia by a score of 35-0. Just a few minutes ago, we were telling you all about one of our new sponsors last year here on scoresbroadcast.com, Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. So many thanks to the fine folks at Pinnacle, including owner Jim Spitzer. He treats knees, shoulders, ankles, all kinds of sports injuries. And he treats orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Jim Spitzer, Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Most insurance companies may not require a physician's referral to visit Pinnacle, which accepts all major commercial insurances, including Anthem, plus Medicare and workers' comp. A superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer is a good person to know. And for the last 13 years, he's operated Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation located on Center Street in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491. 937-419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, owned by Jim Spitzer. He will help you move forward. Jim Spitzer, 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. A good physical therapist, a good guy to know. Well, we're checking other scores around the area. We understand that the Lehman Catholic game against Waynesfield Goshen was canceled. We also understand that the Northmont postseason playoff game for D1 Northmont was also canceled. The virus affecting both games. Last we heard, St. Henry 8, New Bremen nothing at halftime. Or I should say 7-0. 7-0 St. Henry over New Bremen after two quarters. And Sydney and Butler are now tied right near the end of the second quarter. Halftime has ended. First two quarters in the books at Sydney. Sydney 8, Vandalia Butler 8. Sydney's got Vandalia Butler tonight, Troy next week for games 9 and 10. Thanks to Bryant Billings, sports editor, Sydney Daily News, for sharing those scores with us. I'm looking for a Piqua Anderson score. Lightning down in Miami County forced the Piqua Anderson game to start at about 8:20. So they're well behind everybody else. That should be a very good football game. Two fine Division II programs, Piqua and Cincinnati Anderson, late start. We may have a halftime score by the time this game concludes here tonight. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Lacalle Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, and the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio district. Plus, the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. We also salute our Fort Loramie game sponsors. They include Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs. Visit TomJerry's.com. Also, gratitude tonight to Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna. What you can imagine, we can create. Hoing and Hoing Builders joined us for webcasts near the start of our football season last year. Of course, the Anna Rockets in Division VI went 14-1 and took the state titles. Phenomenal year for the Anna football team. Hoing and Hoing has served Shelby County and neighboring counties since 1977, specializing in custom-built homes on your lot or any of the Hoing and Hoing lots northeast of Kettlersville and Rutger Road. With over 200 years of experience among its current employees, Hoing and Hoing has become one of the premier home builders in the region. So if you're looking for a large 2.5-acre country lot, Hoing and Hoing has lots for sale on Rutger Road. They're in the Anna School District and offer high-speed internet. For info and to start designing your dream home, call 937-394-7144, 394-7144. What you can imagine, we can create at Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna. Halftime at Fort Loramie. It is Fort Loramie 35 and Sonya nothing. Will start the second half of this game tonight with a running clock. Who would have thought? Redskins came in as the favorite, surely. And Sonya, the underdog, clearly. But nobody dreamed we'd have a 35-0 score after two periods of play. This Ansonia team has beaten Tri-County North twice, defeated Covington by a score of 10-0 a couple weeks ago. Fort Loramie owns victories over both Covington and Tri-County North. Both the Redskins and the Tigers have lost to Tri-Village. Tri-Village led Ansonia by only 5 points with about 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter of that game. So we figured Ansonia would be a very potent foe for Fort Loramie here tonight. Simply not the case. The Redskins, under head coach Spencer Wells in his third year, extremely well prepared and are executing to near perfection. Really can't think of a mistake other than maybe a penalty or two that Fort Loramie's made all night long. Almost a near-perfect job turned in over the first two quarters of play by Fort Loramie. We've got a three-minute commercial block coming up for you in just a moment. I'd like to remind you that our game here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com is coming to you live over the radio on your phone, scoresbroadcast.com. We are your source for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Speaking of entertainment, the Fort Loramie High School Band is performing now down on the gridiron. As we salute them here at Fort Loramie High School, thankfully, the rain, which started to spit about 10 minutes ago, has subsided. As we take a look at the radar, I think most of the heavier stuff continues to be down to the south. And that is indeed the case. In fact, there is a little bit of a dry slot, which we are getting the benefit of right now. Conceivably, we might get a little rougher weather in the second half. We could be close. Might be on the eastern edge of it. We'll just have to wait and see. The game tonight was delayed at the start 15 minutes because of lightning seen around 6:25 or so. So this game tonight being listened to by many folks on scoresbroadcast.com, also heard along with video being seen on the Fort Loramie High School Athletics website, fortloramieathletics.com. In addition, the National Federation of High Schools has its network and the same video that is seen via fortloramieathletics.com is shown on the NFHS network, our audio being heard there as well. I'd like to note for you that coming up in the next few weeks, we'll have a major announcement about further media expansion for scoresbroadcast.com audio. We will be joined by a long-standing media outlet in the region. We'll have more details about that in the next few weeks. Jack Kramer, Mike Wick here at Fort Loramie as the Fort Loramie Band leaves the field. Redskins celebrating here at the stadium, leading 35-0. We're about 6 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. We'll begin the second half with a running clock. We'll return in 3 minutes. 35-0 Fort Loramie over Ansonia on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Mike Wick at Fort Loramie. We're about 3 minutes away from the start of a running clock. Excuse me. 3 minutes away from the start of a running clock and the beginning of our third quarter. When play resumes, Redskins up 35-0. Brookins in Fort Loramie, well known for its juicy broasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. Owner Carl Arns creates a fun family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins, and it's perfect for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. You can enjoy that new late-night menu open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook, Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. The food is delicious, and don't forget that pork chop special. Outstanding. Like to talk about Reese Meiring in Fort Loramie, a sponsor which joined about midway through the high school sports season last year. Reese Meiring and Company in Fort Loramie is an accounting and consulting firm, has many small to medium-sized clients throughout the region. Reese Meiring is becoming well-known throughout the area. Do more than just provide a tax service. During that time of the season, it served major business clients over the last 25 years. CPAs are on staff at Reese Myring & Company CPAs and Business Consultants. It's a full-service accounting firm. It provides controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software and setup, consulting for business startups. As the business world evolves, Reese Myring is flexible and will meet your accounting needs as your business grows and changes. And thanks to the internet and computer technology and easy-to-use accounting software, Reese Myring can serve your business efficiently, whether you are close or far away. In Fort Loramie, Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants. Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813. Reese Myring & Company has served major business clients now for a quarter of a century. Well, both teams head back to the field at the moment. And no lightning seen. The rain out to the southwest of us, Mike, seems to be splitting up a little bit. And there may be a pretty good chance for us to take this game out to conclusion, especially if we have a pretty brisk second half, thanks
to the running clock.
Yes, right, right.
I think we're going to make it.
Again, another score of importance. St. Henry leads New Bremen 7-0 at halftime. 7-0 St. Henry over New Bremen at halftime. The winner of that game plays the winner of this game. Looks like it's going to be Fort Loramie for sure. That game would be played at the stadium of the higher seed. Fort Loramie being the 2 seed will host next week by virtue of winning this game against Ansonia tonight. In the other 2 quarterfinal games, in the other half of the Southwest Region bracket, New Miami is playing at Marion Local tonight, and Riverside is playing at Tri-Village. Those 2 winners collide next Friday. We've got a lot of volleyball going on in the region over the next 2 or 3 weeks. Remember, the regional tournament, site to be determined, is coming up in 2 weekends. We've got action tomorrow at Troy featuring Fort Loramie against Tri-County North at 3 p.m. That's Division IV volleyball tournament play tomorrow at Troy at 3. Redskins in action against Tri-County North. Fort Loramie's been ranked in the top 4 or 5 in the state most all year long. And Sonia plays Franklin Monroe at 11 at Troy. Newton takes on Jackson Center at 1 at Troy in volleyball tomorrow. And down at Covington, a couple of matches scheduled. Troy Christian versus Southeastern at 1 o'clock at Covington in D4 volleyball action. Rushi meets Springfield Catholic Central at 5 later in the day. That's a sectional action continuing. Following weekend, next weekend, a district championship play in volleyball at Troy. And then the succeeding weekend, Thursday and Saturday, it's regional action held last year at Northmont. Understand it's probably not going to be at Northmont this year. I heard here in the press box the word Vandalia Butler.
That's what I heard.
Yep, bantered about. Somebody knows something. So Vandalia Butler may wind up hosting the D4 regional volleyball tournament in 2 weeks. Well, both teams have returned to the field, and Sonia Tigers in the home white jerseys, orange numbers, black pants, and Fort Loramie red from shoulder to trouser, black headgear, black numbers on the back of the red jerseys, white trim. Wind out of the northwest now. It began the night out of the southwest, cold front approaching, and what rain there is south of us, and we may get the edge of the next shower, might not get any rain at all. It didn't appear there was any lightning on the radar approaching. So if this can be a quickly played second half, thanks to the continuous clock, we more than likely will get this game in to its finish. And Sonia to kick from the 40. Fort Loramie to return. Well, Fort Loramie's game tonight has been stellar. Outstanding. The kickoff by Ansonia is a short one, a blooper. And I think for Fort Loramie, it was Darren Eilerman who snared the football, giving the Redskins pretty good position up over their own 30.
And he looked a little surprised to get that one.
Well, when return teams in high school football are able to flash some pretty good speed and turn the return game into an offensive play, oftentimes you'll see the squib kick, you'll see the pop-up kickoff, simply allowing the receiving team to get the ball around the 30, but at the same time denying a huge return. The Redskins go to the air to start the third quarter of play. Incompletion in the flat, but unlike the incompletions turned in by Ansonia late in the second quarter, giving Fort Loramie a chance to score additionally, this time the incompletion does not stop the clock. It continues to run. Continuous clock in play. Already nearly a minute gone in the second half, Fort Loramie leading 35-0. Will be interesting to see how long the Redskins play regulars here in the second half of this game. Oh, a big spurt on the running play. It is Barhorst. He chews up a big chunk of yardage as he knifes all the way to the 46-yard line. Wow, he is my player of this game.
I think so.
Sam Barhorst has been running, receiving, punted a ball to the 1 yard line earlier in the first half. 90 seconds gone already here in the third quarter. Redskins flash receivers left and right. And running back staggered alongside Colin Moore. A juke to the right. He runs. Big gap up the middle. He plows for 10 more. And I've said already once tonight, Colin Moore is like a fullback or a halfback with the quarterback number 3 on his jersey. He is a tough customer, difficult to bring down, to say the least. And Fort Loramie's offensive line has really impressed us tonight, Mike. Very good game from Mac Fortman, both offensively and defensively, plus 5 straight PATs by big number 78, the 6'3", 290-pound senior. The guards, Carson Tennery and Fortman, have been rock solid. Here's Colin Moore trying to wedge forward, pushed back as he shoved his way inside the 45-yard line to about the 43. First down for Fort Loramie, 9:20 left in the third quarter. The tackles for the Redskins have been good, too, Calvin Hoying and Jared Puppelman. Hoying, a 6'1", 220-pound sophomore. He is the brother of Max. Buppelman, 265, 6'3" senior. He's had an excellent senior campaign, said Coach Spencer Wells earlier this week. 8:50 left in the third. Here is a fake on the play by the quarterback, Colin Moore. Didn't dish the ball in the backfield. Tried to set up a middle screen to Logan Eilerman. I like that play. Boy, if you can get Eilerman free in the middle of the field, with those long legs, he can take off. But the ball was a little off the mark, somewhat congested area. Incompletion, but the clock continues to tick. Down to 8:20 to go in the third. Eilerman flanked wide right. Moore does give it in the offensive backfield. And the running play by Sherman is a good one. He breaks a tackle, another, and squirts ahead all the way to the 31. Head coach Spencer Wells of Fort Loramie probably pleased in a way that he's been able to get Sherman a lot of playing time. Of course, you never want to see a steady back like Nate Meyer become injured, but it's opened up opportunity for Sherman, and he has made the most of it. So when Meyer returns, in Barhorst and Sherman and Nate Meyer, the regular back there, the Redskins will have a three-headed monster running the ball. Here's Sherman again on the loose, down inside the 20.
He looks good.
Yep.
On the tackle for the Tigers, number 15.
Fine run by Sherman, just a junior. He'll return next year. And the Redskins set up shop, ball marked for play. Just inside the 20, call at the 19. This has been a five-minute consuming drive by Fort Loramie. Launching play here in the second half, continuous clock enforced. We've got Logan Eilerman 15 yards to the right. Here is Colin Moore, a little jab step to the left. He wanted to run it back up the middle. It looked like a design QB run. Maybe it was a read by Moore. He didn't get it to the pitch man. Probably should have fed it, hung on to it. And Sonia stopped him cold at about the line of scrimmage. Might have lost a yard. Second down for Fort Loramie. Yep, he did. He lost a yard and a half, in fact. 6:20 left here in the third quarter. One drive, but Fort Loramie has eaten up half of the third period of play. Receivers left and right. Snap back to Collin. Toss sweep to the right. Oh, a big hole. Fine running play. Barhorst goes right through the Ansonia defense. He gashes it for a big run down inside the five, close to the three. Shellhouse of Ansonia saved a touchdown. I tell you what, that puts the player of the game stamp on Barhorst even firmer. Very good game for Sam Barhorst of Fort Loramie. Down to 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Continuous clock. Redskins 35 and Sonia nothing. And it looks like we are going to escape the worst of Miami Valley's weather tonight.
I think so.
Yep, Fort Loramie's going to miss most all of it. Had a shower around 6. Here is a sweep to the right, and the running back for Fort Loramie is collared. Sam is dropped. New line of scrimmage, maybe outside the 10. Down to 5 minutes to go in the third. 35-0, Fort Loramie in the lead. If that St. Henry New Bremen score stands, Fort Loramie would host St. Henry next Friday night right here. Second and 12, Redskins. Here is Sherman. Oh, he's got a big hole. And he goes through it, barreling to the end zone. Got it! A touchdown. Jacob Sherman. A blast and a bolt to pay dirt. 41-0. Redskins eat up off the clock. Nearly 7.5 minutes.
Wow.
Starting play here in the third period. Again, I know it sounds like it's a repeated story over and over and over again, and you may be a little tired of me saying it, but Fort Loramie's offensive line has dominated this game.
Absolutely.
Redskins offensive front has had its way. Here's Fortman trying his sixth straight PAT, and he launches it between the uprights again. Fortman, the specialist, on the money repeatedly, boot after boot tonight. He is 6 for 6.
And he makes that look so easy.
Doesn't he, though? And he's been outstanding on the offensive and defensive front, too. 42-0 Fort Loramie, 4:39 left to go here in the third quarter of this game. We are back in a moment here on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
We have played 8 minutes now in the third quarter, and Sonya possession, and the long bomb is incomplete, but a flag flies, either pass interference or defensive holding. Is it a DPI or defensive hold? Let's see what results. As Bargy put a lot of air under that one, he heaved it a good 40 yards down the right side. 3.5 to go in the third, 42-0 in favor of Fort Loramie. So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. It is a 15-yard pass interference call marked off from the line of scrimmage against Fort Loramie. And Sonya now has the ball right at the 50. They'll call it the 49, a first and 10. Here is Xavier Moody on the jet sweep to the right. And Fort Loramie, with good pursuit, upends him after he gained one. Second down and about 8 or 9 to go for a first down. What a play by Max Hoing. Boy, did he pursue it in textbook fashion and upended the ball carrier. Good play by Max. 2:22 left in the third quarter. 42-0 Fort Loramie. Antonia to the line of scrimmage. Isaac Bargy sends a man in motion. It's Xavier Moody again, but no snap. We've got a pre-hike foul. Motion against Antonia. Don't forget Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like Brookins. American Architectural Glass, from which we'll hear again here very shortly. AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie. One of our outstanding major sponsors, along with Barker Insurance, Locale Equipment, U.S. Bank, and the Sydney Daily News. American Architectural Glass, with a beautiful construction job down at FC Cincinnati. That soccer facility is gorgeous. It's spectacular looking. And the glass work all done by AAG, which also, in the last couple years, renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes. Incompletion by Ansonia. It does not stop the clock. It continues to run. Running clock in place. A minute to go, third quarter. Third and 13, Tigers, 42-0 in favor of Fort Loramie. Here is Ansonia to the line of scrimmage. Again, Moody in motion across the formation. Bargy puts one up, lofts it down the right side. Just a step or two too long. Ball thrown for Beam, the young man who had been quarantined at Ansonia until this morning, was made eligible to play. And he can fly. He took off down the right side of the field. And ball bit strong off the release of the QB, Bargy. Final 15 seconds, third quarter, fourth and 13. No reason for Ansonia to punt the ball, trailing 42-0. Here is Bargy, a two-step drop, little flare in the flat. Fort Loramie hustles to the line of scrimmage. The receiver caught it, ran for 4 or 5, but the Redskins take over at their own 45 or 46 as the third quarter finishes. Fort Loramie 42, Ansonia nothing on scorersbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Jack Kramer with Mike Wick. We are here on the radio on your phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. Rain beginning to fall again, as we predicted. Here is Fort Loramie with possession. First minute, fourth quarter, already leading 42-0. And Sonia was stopped on downs. And now the Redskins are in business outside the Tigers 35.
Sherman again with a nice run.
Boy, Sherman has been splendid. Again, I repeat, when Nate Meyer returns, and there's not a real big sense of urgency to get Nate back. You want him back as fully healthy as possible. Those hamstrings take a while to heal up for good. But the Redskins' offensive running back situation is in pretty good shape right now. Here is the handoff right tackle. It's Sherman again. Very disciplined, patient runner. Picks his way behind his blocks. And he glides down the field for about eight or nine more. Second down, a yard or two to go for Fort Loramie. Ball marked for play at about the 28-yard line of Ansonia. I gave Sherman maybe a yard or two more than I should have. Actually, he got about 7.5 on the play.
Give him a minute. He'll get the other ones.
Yes. 2 minutes gone by here in the fourth quarter. 42-0 Fort Loramie. St. Henry was leading New Bremen 7-0 in the third at New Bremen. Running play, Sherman breaks a tackle. He tries to get away from another man, and he's down inside the 20 to the 18-yard line.
There were those couple I told you about.
Yep. Sherman has a propensity to keep those legs churning. They don't stop working. And Ansonia tried to latch onto the jersey of Sherman, and he just brushed him off. Fort Loramie with a splendid game tonight. Again, it's the first football game of the season, the region quarterfinals here for scoresbroadcast.com. We've been away, and obviously it's our first look at Fort Loramie. Very impressive indeed. A first and 10 pass play is incomplete in the left flat. Ball thrown for Devin Ray, a 6'3 senior. 8:56 to go, clock running despite the incompletion. Continuous clock being enforced. 42 zip our score. Fort Loramie has a second and 10. Ball just inside the 20 of Ansonia. Redskins have run the ball beautifully. Max Hoing just a little bit. A lot of Sherman and Barhorst. And then when you get Nate Meyer back in a couple of weeks, look out. Here is Sherman again, and he sticks that nose in between a couple of Ansonia defensive linemen and squirms his way for a productive gain, picked up about six. New line of scrimmage is at the 11 or so of Ansonia, maybe just inside it. Third down and four to go for a first down.
Third down.
tell you what, I'm not seeing very well, Mike. The ball actually is on the 13. A lot of raindrops on the glass in front of us right now. No lightning, not heavy wind. So no threat to stop action at the moment. Redskins long count at the line of scrimmage, and Fort Loramie eventually is going to take a timeout. With 7:43 left to go in the game, Fort Loramie in the lead over Ansonia 42-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years. Each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
A score of major interest. New Bremen has turned the tables on St. Henry in the second half, 28-7 New Bremen. So it looks like the long-awaited Route 66 matchup, New Bremen-Fort Loramie, here at the Redskins Stadium. Next Friday night, we'll have that game for you right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Kickoff at 7, webcast time at 6:35. Redskins stopped on third down. Fortman to try a field goal. It looks like it's going to have to cover every bit of 30 yards, maybe closer to 31. Ball will be spotted at the 21-yard line. And I tell you what, this special team field goal performance can be very important, especially in close playoff action. The kick by Fortman is off to the left. He just missed it. It looked like the timing was off in the snap from center and the hold. And Fortman's kick might have had enough leg, but it appeared to drift left. What did I say, drip left?
You said, but it's raining. It's okay.
We played 5 minutes here in the fourth quarter, and the change of possession on the missed field goal is one of the very few times the clock does stop, even though it is a continuous clock mercy rule at this point in time. Clock ticking under 7 to go, and Sonia takes over the football at their own 20. And I believe that's Reese Stahman. He snowed under at the 19. He has been an extremely good runner during his career at Ansonia. In fact, he hasn't fumbled in 450-some carries. He's got over 1,100 yards this year in a shortened campaign. But Fort Loramie has been spying on him all night long. Redskins defense, Mike, has been every bit as good as its offense. And I tell you what, you can ask coach after coach after coach, it's defense which ultimately wins close playoff games between two very good teams. And Fort Loramie's defense obviously is strong. It got stronger as the season progressed last year. Same true here in 2020. Well, Fort Loramie with a tackle for lost yardage with 5:50 left in this game. Third and, what, about 13 or 14 coming up for Ansonia. St. Henry has scored 6, but still trails New Bremen 28-13 in the fourth. Here is the inside handoff. Good run by Ansonia. Broken tackle. Missed tackle. Fort Loramie finally catches up with the Ansonia ball carrier, who makes a good sprint. That's the Stahman we thought we might see more of tonight. Fort Loramie's held him in check all evening long, but that run by Stahman produces a big gain on the play all the way out to the 48 or 49-yard line. That was a gallop of about 30 yards by Stahman. Very reliable offensive running back. Quarterback Isaac Bargy just puts his head down and digs. He's got about 6. Bargy bowls his way, leaving Ansonia a 2nd and 4. Line of scrimmage, the 46 of Fort Loramie, with 4:45 to go here in the fourth. So barring a miracle comeback by St. Henry late in the fourth against New Bremen, it's New Bremen at Fort Loramie next Friday night. That was the anticipated matchup. Well, the snap by Ansonia botched, and it's going to be second down and at least 10 for the Tigers. Loss on the play of several. Third and five or six to go for Ansonia. Ball marked for play at the Tigers 47 with 4:11 to go in the fourth, and Fort Loramie leading 42-0.
I think the rain may have had a factor in that snap.
No doubt. It's coming down. It's not coming down in heavy fashion, but it is a nuisance now. Thankfully, no lightning. There is a wind blowing in harshly from the northwest. We escaped the lightning tonight. It was well north of us before the game, well south of us before the game. We were delayed from 7 to 7:15 before starting, but all in all, in terms of what the weather could have been, Mike, we got a break here in northwestern Shelby County tonight.
Yes, we did.
Running play by Stammen again of Ansonia. He's been the workhorse all year long, and he grinds for a few, leaving a fourth and four. Ray and Eilerman in on the tackle for Fort Loramie. Darren Eilerman, a 6'2 sophomore, came up to get a piece of the ball carrier Stammen. 3 minutes even to go here in the fourth. In just a moment, we'll hear from Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. Man in motion across the formation. And here is the jet sweep to the left, and Ansonia generates a first down in the vicinity of the Fort Loramie 40. Xavier Moody. Actually, it's spelled and pronounced Xavier. Not sure that I've ever seen that in print, but his name begins with the letter E. E-X-Z. Have you ever seen an X and a Z next to each other? First and 10, Ansonia. Ball right at the Fort Loramie 40. Bargy looking to avert the shutout. Heaves a long bomb over the head of the receiver. Picked off by Fort Loramie at the 14. How about that? Interception made by the Redskins' Christian McGee, a sophomore, a six-footer. How about that? The soft will treasure that interception.
He certainly will.
Yep, 2 minutes left to go here in the fourth, and it looks like Ansonia is going to be blanked for the first time this year. 2 weeks ago, Ansonia beat Covington 10-0. Ansonia's had outputs of 40, 35, 28, 53, 22, 10, and 17. And Fort Loramie's put a 42-0 whipping on them here tonight. And I tell you what, it's not that Ansonia has played poorly. I don't think the Tigers have. Fort Loramie simply performed in a special, special way here tonight. Perfection. Execution was supreme. Offense, defense, special teams. Our first football webcast of the 2020 season here on Scores Broadcast. Our first look at any team, obviously our first look at Fort Loramie. And, Mike, I'm not sure that we could have covered games for 6, 7, 8 weeks and seen a better performance by a team than we're watching here tonight.
Yeah, I agree.
Down to a minute to go here in the fourth. Fort Loramie will have a third down coming up and a big chunk of yards to go for a first down.
And under a minute to go.
Running clock here in the second half. Got a late start, 7:15, but in terms of time on the clock, we're going to finish at a relatively good hour. Second quarter dragged. Had a lot of pass incompletions and a number of timeouts. But the second half has been played very swiftly. Running play Fort Loramie. Redskins won't have to punt the ball. That was a third down play, leaving Fort Loramie a fourth and better than 10. And
that's probably the game.
Yes, indeed.
Yep.
Final seconds will tick away. So many thanks to Matt Macy, head coach at Ansonia, We had a long conversation with him earlier in the week. And Sonia, a very good football team, by the way, will play Bethel next week on the road in an add-on regular season game. Bethel 3-5 will host Ansonia next week. Ansonia will be the favorite. This is a very good Ansonia team, a talented club. Coach Matt Macy said probably the best Ansonia team in the last 8 or 10 years in terms of talent. Fort Loramie was exceptionally good tonight. I'm sure head coach Spencer Wells would probably say this was his team's best four quarters of high school football put together in one contest all season.
You just kind of hit on all the cylinders tonight.
Oh,
I mean,
boy.
The front line looked great.
Yeah. Offensive and defensive lines rock solid. Offensive line opened up the run game for Colin Moore and his very good backs. Moore was razor sharp throwing the football, and the defense just did not allow Ansonia any breathing room. Two early takeaways by Fort Loramie's D helped propel Fort Loramie to that big first half lead and the cakewalk 42-0 win.
And I think the key is now you keep everybody healthy throughout the week. So
that's a good point. Max Hoying, the fine two-way player for Fort Loramie, rounding back into shape, got some playing time tonight. That hamstring may not be quite 100%. It's getting there. Nate Myers, hammy, may be in good condition in two more weeks, maybe not quite back all the way next week. When New Bremen comes to town, 7 o'clock kick, New Bremen at Fort Loramie. It's a Southwest Ohio Division 7 region semifinal, New Bremen at Fort Loramie next Friday night. We've alluded all night long to Sam Barhorst, Mike, as being our Clancy star of the game. He was splendid. Offense, defense, special teams. Let's give him the nod. It's Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, we may make it out of here just in time before the heavier rain hits as Fort Loramie defeats Ansonia by a score of 42-0. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors in Fort Loramie, Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Also gratitude to Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy will keep you moving forward. Thanks to Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like Brookins in Fort Loramie. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Thanks to Jason Meyer and his staff at AAG Inc. I mentioned Brookins in Fort Loramie. Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie, a full-service accounting firm for you and your business. Frisch's in Troy, Tip City in Sydney, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, that Eilerman team, but Mark Scott and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, vets helping vets, get connected. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282, or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney. It's Regal for the crowning touch. In between, just south of Botkins, the food's not in between. It is out of this world. In Arushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Arushi, from which we heard earlier in our webcast tonight. Make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Arushi. And Mike, that just about wraps it up. I think I've covered everyone. Our anchors, AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center. A Scores founding partner could never have gotten off the ground without the help of Locale way back in 2006 and 7. The U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, and the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. An all-around outstanding team performance by Fort Loramie here tonight. Offense, defense, special teams, just overwhelming. And Sonia, Fort Loramie now 7-1, awaits New Bremen next Friday. Kickoff at 7, pregame time 6:35 p.m. Fort Loramie against New Bremen. It's a Southwest Region Division 7 regional semifinal. If things go according to plan, Marion Local and Tri-Village will be playing next Friday. If those two won tonight, they were favored. That would be the other Division 7 region semifinal next Friday night. So,
not bad for the first goal of the year.
Oh, no. No, Fort Loramie was rock solid every which way. I was in awe of the performance. Wet field, rain before the game, good opponent, Ansonia. Fort Loramie trying to get healthy, not as healthy as it wants to be yet, getting better, getting healthier, still suffering through some injuries. Ansonia, 6-1, no slouch, good opponent. And Fort Loramie was outstanding. Just a near-perfect show. Execution was at a superior level all night.
It was so much fun. Let's come back next week and let's do it again.
You heard us tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Also, during online video at fortloramieathletics.com. And also at the National Federation of High School Network website, too. Understand there might have been a buffering issue with our sound. We were good on our end, rock solid here, hard internet line, and all of the cues on our laptop told us we were where we needed to be. In fact, I was told three or four times early in the webcast we were coming in very loud and clear. And again, in a few weeks, a major announcement about our presence on a long-standing major media outlet in the region. We'll have that announcement.
Looking forward to hearing that one.
A couple weeks down the road. So expanded media exposure for scoresbroadcast.com audio coming up this season. High school basketball slated to start November 20 with girls action, boys on November 27. Again, so many thanks to Spencer Wells, head coach of Fort Loramie, Matt Macy, head coach of Ansonia, for pregame conversations with them. Until next Friday night at 6:35 p.m. for Mike Wick, Jack Kramer saying good night from Fort Loramie. Again, the final score, Redskins 42, Ansonia Tigers nothing.
Night, everybody.
S-C-O!